There's much understandable concern this week over the whereabouts of Saddam Hussein, but many people in the world community seem less curious or committed to finding out about the welfare of Aung San Suu Kyi. The British Foreign Office says they've been able to certify that the Nobel Peace Laureate has been locked away inside Rangoon's notorious Insein prison, a place in which human rights groups say that old colonial dog kennels have been turned into torture chambers. Aung San Suu Kyi turned 58 years old this week. She spent most of the past 14 years under house arrest by the military junta that has run Burma since the early 1960s. She was not even permitted to see her husband, Michael Arris, when he was dying of cancer. She was in prison when her pacifist democratic movement won 80% of the vote in parliamentary elections in 1990, but the generals prevented them from taking office, and Aung San Suu Kyi stayed in prison when she won the Nobel in 1991. She was released from house arrest just last May, after Burma's generals decided that an isolated gesture might discourage the United States and Europe from boycotting imports from Burma. The generals control much of the nation's wealth. But the offices of her National League for Democracy party have been closed. Many of her supporters have been rounded up. And on May 30th, when the world was turned elsewhere, a motorcade in which Aung San Suu Kyi was traveling was attacked by paramilitary gangs. Human rights and Burmese exile groups say they believe that scores of people, perhaps more than 60, were killed. The British Embassy says investigators who were able to find the scene discovered what looked like the remnants of a slaughter. Broken glass, burnt cars, and bloody clothes. The United Nations sent a special envoy, Razali Ismail, to see Aung San Suu Kyi, but they were permitted to speak for only about 18 minutes, and never alone. Mr. Razali is a Malaysian businessman who knows Burma's generals. His criticism of their regime was muted, perhaps because he feared that offending the generals might only make them harsher toward Aung San Suu Kyi. An important part of Aung San Suu Kyi's appeal to her country is that, after nearly half a century of blood and iron, words and faith can gradually beat back bullets and brutality. It is not a time for silence from international organizations, including the UN Security Council, who have a stake in the idea that peaceful persuasion can move history. There is no such thing as fearlessness, Aung San Suu Kyi once wrote. We can only hope that our fears will not dictate what we do. Saints are sinners who go on trying. Brave men are fearful men who go on.